This is part two of my sit-down with Grandma Renee. This was pretty cool for me because she and I had a couple times throughout the years when I was growing up, she told me a bit about her background. Some of that was familiar that we talked about in part one. But we never really talked about where she grew up or the house she lived in or much about her brother and her sister or even her pets. We talked about Timmy. We'll talk a little bit about education, how things were in England, the weather, of course, transportation, the coal man, the milkman, and just how simple life was when she was growing up. So without further ado, here is part two.
Well, he knew Jeff, see, the instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Jeff. I forget his last name. I can't remember his last name. But I didn't date Jeff, but he was very, he was one of the instructors, and he was always very nice. And, but Dad must have asked him to arrange lunch. You see, Dad, there again, see, he didn't ask me directly to go for lunch. I probably wouldn't have gone to, with him.
So Jeff was the
instigator to get us all to lunch.
That's good.
So there again, we didn't have cars. They'd have to acquire a car, for, you know, for them to get. They would have the privilege of getting a car, but it was always had to have a reason. So we used to use a lot of taxis.
The underground's only in London.
Yes.
Right.
Subway.
So was that
subway.
Still? Was that when did they build the underground?
Oh, I as long as I've known, there was always a subway, underground.
Mm.
Yeah. And
Derby's only like 30, 40 miles north of London, right?
No, it's about 75, okay. 80 miles north. Derby is directly in the middle of England.
Right, right.
And it's about 300 miles from Scotland down to the south end. And so about 150 miles into the middle of, you know, England, very tiny. When you think how tiny England is, it's ridiculous. It's so small, but it's so very... The little towns are all so close.
Yeah.
Nottingham was 18 miles from Derby.
North, south, east, or west?
Ah. Almost just sort of west. And Birmingham was another... That was only 35 miles from Derby. And see, every little town was probably only 18 to 20 miles from each other.
You didn't have a car. What was your first car? When did you have?
Heavens! Oh, never did have a car.
Not till here. Not till the States. If you wanted to travel around, you'd just have to find somebody with a car. Were there buses, trains?
Buses and trains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good train system?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Inexpensive? Was it cheap or was it kind of...
It was affordable.
It was reasonable.
And buses.
Uh-huh.
You could ride a bus from... buses sort of at towns 18, 25, 35 miles away, you would ride a bus.
Did they do the double-decker stuff then?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that what they did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the buses were always very... There were single-deckers and for just running around, low runs around town, but double-deckers.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was like a tourist thing or if that was just a...
No,
it was a British thing.
It was an English way of life. And
were they always exposed or were they covered?
Mostly covered. There were a few, because of the weather. The few that were open, deck on the top, were only brought out in the summer months, because it was too cold during the winter to ride in an open deck bus.
I've been there when it's cold. It is bone chilling cold.
It was cold.
It's a different cold. It's like
bitterly cold. Yes, much. It was a dampness. There was always a dampness to the cold. But it was cold. But we didn't get a lot of snow. We didn't get pretty winters.
Yeah.
We didn't get snow and pretty winters.
You're so close to the water too, and I guess it's just that whole whole island is just gets really.
But it would be. It was mainly just rain. And but the summers could be very nice if in the summers, mm-hmm. but were nice. But generally, it was just gloomy weather, overcast, lots of just cloudy. Didn't have to rain all the time, and they weren't rain clouds. They were just cloudy.
When at the time when you met Grandpa, were you still living with your parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of house did you guys have? Or were you guys in a...
It was a little street house. It was Newdigate Street. And we were number 84. So they went in two. So it wasn't a long street. Streets in England are very short.
Mm-hmm.
And change names from block to block. You know how here Sepulveda Boulevard goes from... miles up here, miles.
Oh, yeah.
Not in England.
Like PCH.
Yes, yeah, no. In England, every block changes names.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you have, was it a three-bedroom house, a two-bedroom house? How many
bedrooms? Three bedrooms.
Two-story, one-story?
Two-story. A little, we were called little street houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, Just a very normal, three bedrooms. Small, they're all small rooms. They weren't big. It wasn't a big house. And the down below would be the parlor, the front room, the middle room, which was the living area, and then the kitchen. But the kitchen was only a kitchen.
It's to cook, and
It had the stove.
Yeah.
And the sink, and that was it. But we didn't eat or anything in the kitchen. That was strictly the little kitchen for working.
Right, right. Yeah, that's why a lot of these, even these, when you find these older houses, the kitchen is tiny. It's for a fridge, a stove, and you cook and you get out.
That's right, yeah. You prepare the food in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you have a big front yard, backyard? Was there
no, not big. But we had a little. It would be like as big as this. How big is this area here? Our front.
15 by 12.
Maybe. Yeah. Our front, little front. We had a gated. It had a gate. We a lot of English houses opened onto the directly up door onto the street.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't. We just had this little garden.
And so it was garden and like a sidewalk and then a street?
Only a tiny little, when I say garden, I don't mean a big yard.
I mean just a patch of grass?
Not a patch of grass even. It was just a little, about as big as the bed. An area that was as big. It wasn't big.
What color was the house?
Oh, just brick.
Brick?
Just all brick, yeah.
That's right, yeah, they don't really... Yeah.
No, everything was brick. There was no such thing as adobe in those days. I don't remember it. I remember adobe being... as I got older. I remember adobe houses were fancy.
Yeah.
But ours were all brick.
So it was brick from top to bottom, bottom to top.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And two-story.
Did they have balconies or anything like that? No. No,
nothing fancy. Just a bear. no, but as the years went on, and as I got older, they would begin to have things like balconies. And
did it get cold? I mean, I could imagine the cold just getting through the brick.
Oh,
it had to be really cold in the house.
It was cold. Fireplace.
Fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the coal that was used went down into the cellar. But the cellar was strictly a coal cellar.
Storage? The
coal was delivered in bags by coalmen on trucks.
Wow. Did you have a milkman?
Yeah, yeah. He came in early in the morning. And he handed, everything was in bottles.
Right. How long could that milk sit on your porch before you were like, oh, it's spoiled?
There was never any risk of that.
It wasn't even a thought back then, no, huh? No. So some people probably kept it out all day.
You could, if you went to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You were already up.
And your milk was already out there. When you got home at 4 o'clock, it would still be...
So you had a coal man?
Still be coal.
A milkman, a mailman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else? What else was different? Did you have any pets?
Huh?
Did you have any pets?
Oh, yes.
What did you have growing up?
We had a little dog named Judy.
Uh-huh. What kind of dog?
Just a little, very much like this little dog here today.
Like Buddy?
Mm-hmm. It was a little terrier, just a little mutt. But small, had to be a small dog. My dad loved a little dog. And my mother wasn't a pet person like Connie. Connie is not a pet person.
Do people have a lot of bulldogs in England?
No, I didn't know anybody with one.
Because if you think about what type of dog, terriers, definitely England.
Yeah.
But bulldog, there's an English bulldog.
Yeah.
Those are cute dogs.
There were people had them as pet. We didn't have one. I really think we didn't, because you would have to buy. It would be a thoroughbred. See, you'd have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. See, we didn't pay for a dog, pay for a pet. We just took a stray.
Yeah.
You know, and a little stray. But we would wouldn't pay for a pet. And we had a cat. Always had a cat.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cat?
We had two. There was the mother. And then she had, but we called her Timmy. It was funny that, because we just got a cat, and somehow it was called Timmy. And then all of a sudden, this cat, Timmy, had a puppy, had a kitten.
You're like, I guess Timmy's a girl.
So we do. But we didn't know. But
that's funny.
And then
left Tiff and John. You know, they thought Buddy was a boy at first. Yeah. It was a fluffy dog. It had a little tuft.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went to the doctor and they said, "Oh, this is a little girl." And they're like, "No, there's a little weenus right there," because the fur was coming out. And they're like, "No. Oh. This is a girl." And they're like, "Oh my gosh!" So they can't change the name now. It's known by Buddy. Buddy. Yeah. So it confuses everybody.
And ours was Timmy. Well, that ours was Timmy. And because we didn't know, and I was too young.
She had a litter, and you kept one of the litter?
Uh-huh. That was pretty, it was a beautiful, but the kitten turned out to be a big, like a big Persian.
Mm.
From this plain, smooth-skinned mother, the black mother. But she had this beautiful, like a Persian kitten. Funny, but we kept them both. I don't know how he kept both.
Well, it must have been an outside cat, right? Outside, inside?
Oh, inside and outside, yeah. My mother wouldn't have allowed a cat to come in if it wasn't house trained.
Right.
And and in England, it's so cool. You didn't leave pets outside at night.
Right.
You know, we had a cellar. The cats had the run of the house, I remember. But I remember they used to go down in the basement.
In the cellar with the coal. Mm-hmm. So that was all you kept was coal down in the cellar.
Yeah.
Was there a furnace or anything down in there? No. It was just a storage area.
We didn't have, we didn't have furnaces.
Did it leak? When it rained, did water get in that cellar or anything like that? Or was it pretty stable?
No, because there was only a grate, and that could be covered over with a mat, so that no rain got in.
Gotcha.
But it was very simple. As I was saying here, It was a very simple life.
Yeah.
We lived. It certainly weren't fancy. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
It was, and school, everything was within walking distance. I mean, our school, Normanton School. I went to school there, and then when you were 11 years old, you took the Elevenses examination.
Elevenses?
Elevenses, they call them. And that was to go on to higher education. Now, if you passed that exam, you went on to the secondary school. Now, my sister didn't pass, but she didn't care. She loved to draw, and she was an artist. So she
they used to hold you back when you didn't pass your classes. But you don't hear about kids getting held back anymore. I haven't heard of anybody being held back, even when I was a kid. Nobody.
But in those, and so I passed the exam, and I went on to, but I chose to go to the art school. I didn't go to the technical school.
So when you're 11 years old,
future was decided.
You decide whether I want to study this, I want to study this. There wasn't a major all-in-one type of...
No, you either went to on the artsy side or the technical side.
Wow.
I chose the art school.
That's a smart way of doing things. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of artsy people doing technical stuff and technical people doing...
Because I didn't have any desire in those days to be... I wasn't technical. And so, but I went to the art school.
I'm artsy too. I think I get some of your art genes
from that side. And so I went there that was for 3 years. And then from then on, you could, if you wanted to, you could continue on to go to the technical school if you wanted to.
So you could do both kind. You could.
Mm-hmm. But you'd have to pay. You had to pay your way. Mm. It wasn't free education after that. So,
after how old? Right around 18?
You'd be around 18.
18, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's like college now.
It's like, would be like going to college. But my brother went on. Because.
Where did he go? Oxford.
No. No.
What else is out there?
He couldn't have afforded Oxford. But, he went, the parents would sacrifice an awful lot to get the boy's education.
Sure.
For him to go on. But then he ended up at Rolls Royce.
And he ended up just going in career. He
went and worked his way up at Rolls Royce.
That's one way of doing it.
And he became one of the top managers there. And Eric Wilkinson was one of the most well-known. You know, they have, when memos go out, there's the EW, Eric Wilkinson, / some other name, whoever it was going, the message was going from to.
Uh-huh.
If it would be EW or BR, you know, Basil Brathbone or something. But everything had to be labeled with one of those... address.
Basil Brathmore. Did you work with the Basil Brathmore?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, okay, yeah, it sounded very Harry Potterish.
No, that's Basil. I was an actor.
Oh.
Basil Rathbone.
Eric Wilkinson has a good ring to it, though. Yeah. Eric Wilkinson.
And it was EW.
Uh-huh.
It was EW / something. Whoever was the other person it was going from or to. And, my brother was... He was way up there. Mm. One of the top managers at Rolls Royce. But, and today, his name, Eric Wilkinson, is well known. But,
wow.
It was quite an industrial. There was the combustion works and quite a lot of factories. around, and boys would go to work in the factories.
So that's it for part two. I will put up part three very shortly. You know, I'm so happy that Grandma is constantly surrounded by family and love. It's just so great to see. Please let me know about what you think and share this link with everybody so they can hear it as well.